You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Numanati.
Hey guys, welcome into the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. Right here on AfterBuzzTV.com. Versace, Versace, Versace is the idea in the show today. I'm Bobby DeMuro, as always, joined by the wonderful Jesse Owen and the, apparently, the clubber, Francesca Dugan. Hello, ladies.
I actually don't do anything but go to work and come home and watch Dexter, so.
Sure, right. You and Lord Disick, you guys are just angels. Sterling Cates is out tonight. She will be back next week, we hope.
She was partying with Kanye in Outside Lands.
She is partying up in San Francisco at Outside Lands and sending us Snapchats. Unfortunately, she didn't take us with her, so we're stuck in the studio. We're excited to bring to you guys Season 9, Episode 17, Design for Disaster tonight. A lot of stuff to talk about. Let's start off by saying this. Because we've gotten such a good response on YouTube from you guys and on iTunes, if you haven't already, start commenting on YouTube. We hear from a ton of you guys every week. We want to hear from more of you, so if you've got comments and feedback for us on YouTube, if you've got ratings on iTunes, please do that. Hit subscribe if you haven't already. Follow AfterBuzz on all the social media channels, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and whatever else the kids are doing nowadays. I hear MySpace is coming back.
What?
Yeah, I keep getting like little notifications like in my email, so-and-so updated their new MySpace.
And I'm telling you.
I wonder if mine still exists.
Oh, that's a thing to do. Go on MySpace right now, Google Jesse Owen, type in her name, see if it still exists.
Don't do that, because it probably has a picture of me and my ex from 2005.
All right. Well, that's certainly getting a little deep into Jesse. Oh, let's move
on. No, a picture with someone like, hi, you know, just, okay. No.
I don't know. All right. Let's get into the show today, guys, since we can get away from social media. First thing to talk about is Kim. Let's close the book on this Vogue magazine cover issue, because they close the book in the show. They bury the hatchet a little bit. We see the surprise, the framed picture. A couple weeks ago, we know that Chloe and Courtney kind of made fun of Kim and belittled the Vogue cover. And they like sisters should, they reach... I almost said reach around. They come around and come full circle and kind of close the book on that. So everything's good, we think. I think all of us were in agreement last time when we talked about this a few weeks ago. The Vogue cover was a big deal.
Huge.
So it's good to see Chloe and Chris, or Chloe and Courtney, finally acknowledging it and doing something good.
One thing, though, I thought was funny was that Kim threw one of her Vogue magazines at Chloe, and then of course they start wrestling, but I was like, wait, why is she throwing the Vogue cover? Like, this is what we're talking about, you know what I mean?
I think it was very cool that Kim wanted to go to the newsstand at 5 a.m. to pick up a copy. Of course they send you, I'm sure they send you a ton of copies.
Sure.
Kim can get it whatever she wants. But just, I would do the same thing. If that ever happens to me, I'm not going to be on Vogue, but if I ever get on something like that, anything like that that happens, you would definitely think.
You'd be the sixth male.
You would definitely do, it's just a cool idea. Cause
does Mads still have magazines? That'd be your cover.
Thanks. Appreciate that. You don't even want to know what I say your cover is, Francesca.
Oh my gosh, if we like dyed your hair and put little freckles, you'd look just like the mad guy.
Oh Lord. I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Let's
what
talk.
What magazine, Bobby?
Vogue. Strike a pose.
Latina. Vogue. Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
Something like that. I'll be nice and say something like that. All right, let's talk a little bit more about this magazine though. Good, I think a really good touch, not only to acknowledge it, but to do the framed poster, the framed magazine cover. That's a cool thing and a cool gift for Kim that she'll remember forever and
she
hopefully
should
put
autograph
up.
It too.
That would be.
You know what? You know what though? She probably will eventually and then auction it for a charity.
That would be a great idea.
Good idea.
Yeah. There you go.
But she needs one for her room too.
I think this is a time where it's okay to be selfish. We make fun of her for doing selfies and the selfie book and all that sort of stuff. This isn't a... I mean, say what you will. Being on the cover of Vogue is somewhat of an accomplishment. It's a cool thing.
It's a huge deal.
So, you know, however she got it, I know obviously she, you know, it didn't go through the traditional modeling channels to get there, but whatever. She's on the cover. Let her have this thing. I would put up a frame poster myself in my room if it were a magazine like that. That's a cool thing.
Well, it's also kind of a picture of like her and her husband too, because it's like, hey, this is me and my husband on a magazine.
Yeah.
Like she said, it's their first family photo is in Vogue.
Yeah. And we finally see North from the picture, which of course is in Vogue. We finally get an image because we've never seen North on the whole show.
North is so cute.
Yeah.
I love the pictures they post on Instagram.
So that's a pretty little baby. She's going to be pretty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the parents. That's going to be a gorgeous kid, adult. Oh, my Lord.
I don't know. I mean, I know everyone thinks Kanye's the bomb, you know, whatever, but I don't think he's that cute. I kind of think he looks like a chipmunk. I do. I'm just being honest. Call me mean, YouTube viewers, whatever. Like, he does. And the only reason why people like him and think he's hot is because he's a rapper and he does what he does.
No, that's fair.
But Kim is beautiful.
Kim is beautiful. She looked beautiful all episode today, too. Like, I know we all know she's beautiful. I thought she was even more striking today for whatever reason.
She always looks good with her hair pulled back in a ponytail.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone can pull it off like that. Some people just looks like they were lazy and just put their hair in a ponytail.
Yeah.
No, definitely not lazy. She was giving herself a facelift.
That's the pulling her face back, needing Advil or whatever.
Yes.
I can't commiserate, but I guess I understand.
Hey, even when you don't have it that tight, it makes your head hurt, leaving your hair in a ponytail.
Yeah, taking your hair out after a ponytail is like...
It's like heaven.
I've got a lot of respect for you women for doing for doing what you do in the name of beauty. I can't commiserate with you, but I appreciate it.
I like your big words today, Bobby.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, really fast. Let's talk about the bug in the car.
That was really funny.
That was
funny.
A hysterical scene. And you know what? I was so scared that when Chloe screamed that Courtney was going to, like, swerve or something. Have you ever been in the car when there's a bug in the car? Like, a legit bug.
Do you know what I do? I roll the window down.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm like, yeah.
They don't always just go out. I was driving one time, and I was, like, at a stoplight or something, and I randomly look at the top, and this huge spider had, like, my windows were open. And I freaked. I don't remember what happened. I probably blacked, you know, put that in my subconscious. But yeah, that's scary. But that was a really, really, really funny scene to see them freaking out.
I like belly laughed when Courtney started laughing. Because Chloe freaked out and I was like, this is kind of annoying. Stop doing it. And then when Courtney started freaking out, I was like, okay, this is legitimately funny.
It was funny. It was kind of like a scene from like Thelma and Louise, like in the car. It was really funny.
It was a good sitcom scene. Like I'm sure that a lot of stuff in Kardashians is very planned out. This is one of those things you couldn't plan out because the reactions were too original.
Priceless.
Thought it was great. Yeah. I thought it was great. That's a family memory those two will have for the rest of their life. The time the bug was in the car. And they're driving on the highway. They're going 60 or 70. It's not like they're doing 10 miles an hour at a stoplight, right?
Well, I don't know. I just remember it was scary. And I don't know what to do because I think I had to be driving or something because I was freaking out because I couldn't do anything about it. And just hoping that it would crawl out and not like back into my car.
Yeah. That's the thing. You don't want to lose it. Like, it's scary enough that it's there, but if you lose contact with it, it's even scarier.
Yeah. What kind of bugs do y'all have in your cars?
Jesse, we're not all clean freaks.
No, my car is not dirty. It's the fact that I park under trees and stuff like that.
I mean, I've gotten, like, the occasional fly that's annoying in my car, and it won't fly out. But I'll just Mr. Miyagi that thing and...
Nothing like a cricket, right? You guys don't get crickets in your car?
A flying cricket.
I guess some of them do.
Which,
call me stupid,
but I want to know if crickets really fly.
No,
I think you're right.
It.
I think they hop.
I googled it. It said there are some, like, it's very, very, very rare, but adult crickets do have wings. That's what it said, unless I read something that was completely wrong. It's not me. It's the internet.
And the internet's never wrong. That's the thing.
Especially Wikipedia.
Never wrong.
Never.
Never.
All right, let's talk interior design. This is kind of cool. This is not... I know they kind of faked a conflict. Well, before we talk interior design, let me ask you guys about the conflict, the $25,000 bill. Courtney was never serious about that. That's a producer gimmick. That's a conflict gimmick. I never really bought it.
I think she was a little serious, though. I think she might have been, like, joking about as much as it was, but I don't think she thought she was going to do it all for free, which is wrong on her part. She should have been like, hey, I'll help you, but you have to pay me. Like Kim said, from the very beginning, it should have been discussed.
Yeah, it's, like, a little awkward. It's just awkward because For example, like today I drove to the Orange County Fair and my friend was like, let me pay you gas. But I would have never, like, sometimes people just, or some people are like, you need to pay me gas. Where me, I'm like, whatever, I was going to go anyways. Do you know what I mean? So I think, does that make sense?
You just reminded me of something. I believe I owe you like $12 for
it's an 15,
Uber car.
Bobby. 15.
Excuse me. Yeah, well, we have fun on the weekends here at AfterBuzz. No, I mean, I just never really bought that. Obviously, $25,000 is kind of crazy and ridiculous, but that's the life that they're in, so I don't know what costs what. But I just kind of always imagined Courtney loves interior design. She sort of glommed onto the project herself.
Well, she said chairs are like her shoes.
Yeah, it wasn't like Chloe went to her and said, I'm going to hire you. Courtney kind of, it was 50-50. Courtney sort of jumped on
She's
and then
like,
was
well,
like,
yeah, do you want me to take pictures of this? This is what I do. I'm going to do this for you. And I agree. I think she was kind of joking, but a little bit serious. But when Chloe was just like, what? You're crazy. You know, then she kind of was like, what?
You don't think I'm...
great breakdown.
I think it was really insulting when Courtney said, or when Chloe told Courtney, what work have you done? I've been there the whole time with you. Well, she did the board. She did all that little detail stuff that Chloe was able to, you know, look at. So I think that was insulting. Like, you're saying I didn't do any work when I've been working my butt off, you
know?
Those
boards were pretty cool. They were raised and all this, like... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't doubt the value of having an interior designer. Courtney's not a professional right now. Perhaps she could be. But this guy, Martin, or whoever, I don't doubt the value of people like this. I don't know what the market value cost is, but I can certainly see if I had the money to spend on that, that's a great investment.
Well, it's not that much because you heard Chloe say, I already hired, what's his name?
Martin.
Yeah, she already hired him. So, and she was like, sorry, I couldn't afford you. So obviously, I mean, they probably are making a good bit of money with commission, but it's probably nowhere near $25,000.
Who knows?
I don't know.
My name is Yvonne Saravia, and I am a home health aide. My credit score was very high. It was like 700 something. Then I had like a hiccup in my finances. Everything just crashed. But I don't crawl under a rock and cry. It takes baby steps to get back. So that's what I am doing.
With American Express Serve, you have a full-service prepaid account that helps you handle your money simply and affordably. There's no credit check, you can pay your bills online, and reload cash for free at over 27,000 locations. All for $1 a month, and all backed by the 24/7 service of American Express. This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Get started with an American Express Serve card at CVS Pharmacy or Family Dollar today. Terms and restrictions apply. Go to serve.com for more details.
It is cool to see these people move into new homes, see where they live and how they live. It's like every episode is kind of an episode of MTV Cribs. And we've seen Chris's house so much. Beautiful home. But it's cool to see new homes. Chloe's new one that we'll see more. Courtney's new one that they're just moving into, which is gorgeous. And it's kind of fun to... This is how the good half lives. Like, I'd love to be there. The good 1%
right.
lives. But it's cool to see it in the meantime.
Yeah.
I know that we talked about this in News and Gossip not too long ago about Kim's house, like how they're selling it. Is mm-hmm. that still accurate? Are they still selling it?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Unless, I don't know if they've already sold it, but we obviously see later in this episode Kim showing the new house.
Well, our News and Gossip, like, I'm just trying to see if it's matching up with, like, that time, because she was talking about, you know, this is going to be the new baby's room.
Yeah, no, this was before. This was filmed before that news, so yeah.
Yeah, this was filmed. I mean, this was filmed
because that such a looked like it was going to be so beautiful. Like, why wouldn't you want to? Like, we talked about in News and Gossip. Why wouldn't you want to live in that? Especially after you're putting all that work into it.
Yeah. Well, they have their reasons, I guess. And they did. And to change topics to Kim now with home, she does have that apartment in New York now. Correct? Didn't they just buy a huge apartment in New York? If I remember correctly,
I feel like that was something
Kim did. Kim and Kanye.
Yeah, but
did.
They don't live in New York, so I mean, that's just like.
Who knows? They live in Calabasas.
It's like a little condo for them to stay in.
But we do know that Kim's thinking of baby number two.
Oh, Lord. We'll get to that in a second. I want to talk more interior design first. First off, how about $12,000 lamps that Martin mentioned from the last house? Those vintage $12,000 lamps, $12,000 a pop.
I would have said, are they made out of pure gold?
It's not bad if you can get it. But I never really bought the the conflict here. I thought it was way too staged. I thought it was way too set up. I thought Courtney was joking the entire time. I thought Chloe kind of knew Courtney was pulling her leg. And so when Chloe and Courtney are fighting when they're at Dash, when they're fighting when they're dealing with the Lord, with Lord Disick, I'm like, I never really believed the fight. Some fights on Kardashians are legit. Some things, like what Chloe and Kim were saying to each other in Thailand, that there's actual animosity there that they kind of get frustrated with. This one, I'm like, I never really bought it.
But they were just, they weren't like fighting. They were just kind of being snappy with each other, as girls do when you're annoyed with each other, you know, hormones and all, but...
I understand that. I just never really, whether it was a fight or just kind of, I just never really bought the conflict. I thought they both kind of knew they were kidding. $25,000 is nothing to these people anyways. They all keep it in the family with what they're making money from. It's like, okay.
I think it was just the principle, though, because she was saying, she was like, you're my sister, you're supposed to want to help me. And then Courtney's like, well, you're, you know, I'm working for free and you're telling me I'm not doing anything. So I think that's where the argument was. So I think it was a legit argument, but I think, you know, it wasn't as drawn out as we normally see, like these big fights. It was just kind of like a normal, everyday sister fight.
Well, and listen, let's talk about the resolution of this sister fight. There's two kind of points of resolution. The first one is Lord Disick. And I got, guys, I want to read you something. Hashtag, let the Lord be with you.
Yeah. I love that.
Or, oh, good old Scott.
Hashtag, watch the Lord, man. How about that one when he's sitting in the chair at the Dash opening?
Yeah.
I'm just going to start. I wish that I had come up with Lord as a nickname, because Lord Disick is just a perfect nickname for it.
It fits him so well.
It's perfect. He can just call himself the Lord in the third person. I love it. The reason I bring him up now, not only was he funny and kind of out of control with his Versace, 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 but if you want to talk about Chloe paying back Courtney for some stuff that Courtney needs or whatever, Chloe pays her back with $25,000 worth of Lord Disick babysitting, you know?
But, you know, even though they try to make a big deal out of Scott being drunk, and to me, like, normally I'd be like, you know, he was out of line. He needs to calm down, control himself. But I honestly thought he was just having a good time. I mean, they were in Miami. They were staying at Versace Mansion. I mean, come on. What's wrong with having a little drink, like having a little fun? Like, there's nothing wrong. I thought he was having a good time. I didn't think he was. I think if they wouldn't have calmed him down, it would have gotten out of control. Because I think he likes attention. Like, you know, he's feeding off everyone's laughing. And
he has, let's be honest, because we did this on News and Gossip several times in the last few weeks. He has an alcohol problem. Maybe it's not classic alcoholism because he's not drunk all the time. He's right. Not waking up and doing it. But when he does drink, he tends to abuse it. So there,
like,
is a problem.
My comment the other week, you're only an alcoholic when you drink. So you understand it now.
I know what you're talking about. And that is right. It's binge drinking or whatever the hot term is for it. But it's that idea that you don't start all the time because you're responsible, but when you do start, the off switch doesn't come on. You can't turn it off, and so you get wasted every time. That's abusive in its own way, and that's Scott. And in this situation, in the Versace mansion, he can't go anywhere. There's fans and paparazzi outside. He's not going to go get into trouble. I just hope he doesn't break anything.
I just couldn't. Well, first of all, him jumping on the... we all do that. I do it still. I will never not do that.
Can you do a flip
hotels
better than Chloe did?
Better than Chloe, yes. Probably better than Scott as well. But I would be too... The ceilings have to be high because...
But you're
there's
short.
Been close calls sometimes. I know, but you're jumping. It's like a trampoline.
Okay.
But yeah. But no, can we talk about really fast all those people? Like, can you imagine... Because even later on in the episode when we see Chris leaving, you know, the little shop, there was at least, you know, 3 or 4 paparazzi outside. I mean, literally, we know they're followed all the time. But the amount of people that were outside on the street, you even have the little, like, tour buses... with people, like, that's just insane.
Yeah.
But I think that wasn't just for the Kardashians. I think it was because people come to view the Versace mansion.
True, that too. Definitely.
It could be. I just wonder about the paparazzi. If this ever happened to me, if I were a Kardashian for some weird alternate universe or whatever.
Bobby, Rob Kardashian.
There you go. I, in my heart, I'm like, I'd be able to deal with the paparazzi. I know it's overwhelming, but I'd be cool. Yeah, you'd be cool in the short term, but if it were every single day, every single time you go out for years, whew, I mean, it totally changes your life. Obviously, is it not only annoying, but maybe you have a little bit of a bad day or a little bit of an off day. Maybe you start changing what it is you do because you don't want to go out as much. You know, and I think somebody like Chris is independent enough. Kim, we talked about with her Vienna incident a couple episodes ago. Kim is professional enough to kind of bite her upper lip, and you're not going to see her do anything. But a few of the other ones maybe aren't. Maybe Chloe's kind of hot-headed or might lose her temper. Scott definitely could lose his temper. So I
mean, Kanye has.
Well, Lord knows. The Lord knows.
No, but you know, the paparazzi are just so sneaky because I work somewhere in Beverly Hills, and literally someone will come in last minute, you know, not planned, and there's always paparazzi there. I don't know how they find out. Sometimes I wonder if they tip them off. But
yeah.
It's just crazy. They're literally everywhere. But I love that he was, you know, yelling through to the fans through the little bars.
Let the Lord be with
Let
you.
Let the Lord be with you.
I want to know. I really want to know, and I would love to hear or read some like tell-all book from like a publicist in Hollywood, because I know the Kardashians do this and other people do too. How much of the paparazzi is original in and of itself stalking you? And how much of the paparazzi do you call and tip off yourself? And you call and say, hey, Kim Kardashian's going to be at Dash, wink, wink, when you're actually in Kim's camp calling.
Right.
Because there's a lot of that going on.
I mean, we've seen in previous episodes that they you know, they're close with people from TMZ. You know, I don't remember what they were on the phone about in that particular episode, but they are close. But yeah, to rein it back into Scott, though, he was out of control, but it wasn't in a bad way. It was like he's being really goofy, but at the same time, they're in a nice place and they're having a nice dinner, and he's just like the old Scott. So I'm glad he went to bed. I'm glad that he knew he needed to go to bed.
Yeah. Some of the stuff he was saying was a little inappropriate, like peeing on himself. That was a little uncalled for. But can I say that if Chloe had done that flip on the bed, how ironic would it have been if Scott would have had to pay her money?
That's a good point. Scott agreed to it beforehand. He'd pay her $100,000. So Chloe would be able to give up that $25,000, have a little cash for herself.
Yeah, I was surprised that she was going to do it just because of her dress was so, you know, low cut, and it was
this is the Kardashians, please.
I would think ripping that dress would be worth $100,000.
Hopefully the dress isn't more than that.
I was going to say, if you actually ever got it from Scott. The last thing about Lord Disick and the drinking is the interesting difference in habits between the three Kardashian sisters, the big three. Khloe, we know, kind of gets drunk, kind of goes out, kind of has fun, and always has. Even when she was married with Lamar, she wasn't out of control, but we know she's a little bit more of a kind of a partier, let your hair down deal. Not to a point of a problem, but she's a little more relaxed. Courtney, being a mother, is very, very uptight about that stuff. I don't remember her getting drunk too often. And Kim, in this episode, says she doesn't drink at all.
Yeah, that was crazy. I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either. I didn't at all is a big difference. Occasionally, or a glass of wine here, there's one thing, but not drinking at all is interesting.
You know, she's had, like, maybe not since she's had a baby, but like when she goes to little gatherings and parties, if they're doing like a toast or something, she's going to have some wine.
Yeah, I'm sure she, used to. And I guess, well, when you're pregnant, clearly you shouldn't be drinking for the most part. I guess one glass of wine's okay.
You know, they say it's okay to have wine when you're pregnant, which you probably shouldn't.
Listen, guys, but Kim's a mom. She knows. It's different.
Like, that's why she can't
drink
go
once you're a mom, right? Isn't that what you said?
Gliding. Ziplining. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but that's crazy. I would just think, like we said, you know, you're going to go somewhere, you're going to have events, even just a nice glass of wine before bed. Not that I do that or anything like that.
And Kim and Chris are very similar in a lot of ways, and a lot of the way they act with business and life and social life and whatever. But Chris lets her hair down a lot more. We'll talk about marijuana in a second. But even with drinking, Chris is able to let her hair down a lot more. And Kim's very, I don't want to say uptight. I just think she's constantly professional, and she has a great work ethic. And to a certain extent, she probably works too much in the sense that she's always professional 24/7. And it's tough to ask that of her because we expect her to be professional and poised and confident and blah, blah, blah. But then at the same time, I'm kind of criticizing her for always being professional. So it's a weird balance you have to mix. I'm not saying she's right or wrong. I think I understand why she does it and why she doesn't drink.
I think Kim should drink or, you know, eat some edibles, do something to calm her down, because in previous episodes, she had psoriasis real bad from stress. So I think, you know, maybe she should take something, do something, a Xanax or something to calm her down, you know, just so she can just relax. Like, because sometimes your mind is just going 90 and nothing, and you can't stop thinking about everything that you have to do. Sometimes you need to take a Xanax just so you can just relax and just be like, okay, me time, and then go to sleep so you can get a really good night's sleep.
And if there's a day to do it, it's credit Lord Disick on this one. It was just the adults at the Versace mansion. No kids are around. Everybody's being babysat or whatever. So if you're going to let your hair down, this is the time to do it. And Scott, Lord knows Scott did. last Courtney and Chloe, I keep getting names mixed up today. Last Courtney and Chloe point on the reconciliation of their relationship today and kind of getting through that fight is Lamar. And having Courtney hearing Chloe and Lamar on the phone. For this part, poor Chloe, you're dealing with an addict. You're not in a relationship anymore, obviously. Whatever you had has been ruined for a while. But it's still, you're dealing with somebody with a very selfish personality. And Lamar is not right now. Something's wrong with him. But that's got to be very tough to deal with somebody. And Chloe says it, in a one-way relationship. He comes to her when he needs her, but he's not there when she needs him.
But you know what I did like seeing? You can kind of see that Chloe's over it. You can kind of see that she's like, oh my God, seriously? Like, I'm over this. Like before, where she was really upset, and you know, now you can just see a difference where she's like, okay, let me deal with him right now. Okay, let's get off the phone.
I think it's an empowering thing for her to finally, and I know she's gotten mad and gotten upset, and maybe we haven't seen it a lot, but we've seen a lot of her being down and depressed and sad and lonely. We finally start to see her get mad and get upset and kind of get assertive with herself, and she needs to do that. And I'm certainly no expert in dealing with addicts, but I would imagine with addicts and somebody in Lamar's situation, you have to be compassionate and empathetic and patient and do all those things that Chloe does, but you do have a right to get mad in and of itself sometimes.
Especially,
and it's good to see her do it.
They're not married anymore. You know, I understand still fresh per se, but you know, she is putting herself through a lot of stress, you know, and she doesn't necessarily have to be. But I like that Courtney said, you know, she's, what did she say, like the strongest person, or she always does the
right thing.
Not the right thing. What'd she say?
I think she called her the most patient at one point.
What is it when you're, you know, you don't flip out on someone?
You're the bigger person.
Bigger person. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. And she is. And Chloe is in a lot of ways. Physically, too.
Stop it.
You see where I was going with that? I'm not saying she's just big. Chloe's butt, man. Chloe's getting injections or something. Because some of the things she's wearing today, I think her ass is bigger than Kim's right now.
Maybe it's just some of the stuff that they wear, too. Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I've worn some stuff and I'm like, oh my God, I have a butt in this. Like,
You're wearing really tight white jeans, white's going to make you look a little bit bigger. The fit's going to make it look... But Chloe's ass, man.
No, it's both Kim and Chloe's have definitely grown over the years.
Absolutely. Like grown.
Okay.
Like,
not that I'm looking.
He's like
Bobby
envisioning
though.
It. He's like, yeah, those tight white jeans.
I'm just saying. Just,
note to self, don't wear white around Bobby's.
Some of the growth is natural. Come on, Frankie. You're among professionals here. Some of the growth is natural. Some of it may or may not be. We don't know. I'm just putting it out there. It's interesting.
Putting it out there.
Thank you. Let's talk marijuana, you guys. Go ahead.
Speaking of, I was going to transition into the marijuana, but because we were just talking about marriage. And how you were saying they're not married anymore. Well, Bruce, since we're talking about marijuana, he had a big problem with marijuana. And I thought it was really interesting that he told Chris, he was like, you need to get it out of this house. It will not be in this house. And I'm just sitting there thinking, aren't you two separated, like divorced? Like, it's not your house anymore.
You're like three steps ahead of us, Jesse. I like it. Let's start with MJ, though. So we know MJ's story. God love her. I love MJ. She's the realest person on the show. I know there's a lot of real people on the show.
Her dancing skills are impeccable.
I thought she was going to twerk for a second.
Dude, that was awesome.
I love how she's taking, she's eating marijuana now, or she's not smoking it, but I'm totally for medical marijuana. I think anyone who has pain should be smoking it, eating it, drinking it, whatever you prefer. Yeah.
Jesse,
as long as it's used responsibly.
Tell us, Jesse, how you really feel about
it. Right?
I do. I hate it when people like put it down. Like Bruce was like, oh, it's, you get it out of here. Well, if you were in a lot of pain and that was the only thing that helped you with your appetite, then you wouldn't be preaching
well,
so hard.
Let's talk about that, because there's an interesting dynamic here, and I think we talked about it when we were watching the show. The Kardashians are as California as you can get in some ways. Bruce is an Iowa boy, you know, a farm boy. I don't know if he actually grew up on a farm, but he is middle America, Midwestern, American values, Olympian, blah, blah, blah.
Where am I from?
Hold on. No, but you're different, because you've been out here for a while and you're different anyways. And why I'm saying this was an interesting way for the Kardashians to show a lot of their audience, which is middle America, medical marijuana in California, because in California, marijuana is very different than it is in a lot of other states. That doesn't mean that people are ignorant to it. I think everybody kind of knows about medical marijuana anyways, and it's not a huge eye-opener. But it is an interesting way for this show to show their audience, here's another way to look at marijuana. Here's how it's looked at in California by a lot of people. And I think Bruce may represent a certain segment of the viewing population, not all of them, but a certain segment who says, I don't like that stuff. It ain't good. You know, and MJ and Chris are kind of like, it's okay, look at the bigger picture, there's a gray area here. And so you have these two warring factions, and I would imagine, remember, not the entire audience is from California, I would imagine there's people who fall on both sides, and a lot of viewers were probably looking at Bruce's side and saying, dude, you're exactly right.
I mean, I did think he was right as far as, you know, there being kids in the house. I do not think anybody under 21 should be exposed to that, be around it, do it, whatever, because your brain is still developing. But I think if they do it, I mean, Kendall and Kylie, they're hardly ever home anyway. So if she, like, you know, not like I'm saying Chris is going to be like a, you know, big pothead, but I think he needs to look at it like, hey, if the kids aren't around, or be more understanding.
I just think, not, I don't want to say everything is good in moderation, because I don't want people to, you know, coke, moderation.
Yeah, heroin, not good in moderation. Yeah, let's not. Meth, but I mean, meth, not even
like,
once.
Like I said, marijuana, whatever, it has its medical purposes, and I know people who use it medically, and it helps them a lot, and then I know people who use it recreationally and don't abuse it, and I know people who smoke all the time, and they literally are, like, the epitome of, like,
the stereotype. What you
think.
Yeah.
And that's not okay. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think just for your well-being, if you're just sitting there, like, stuck all day long, like, that's just not good. But I just love that MJ, I love that her name's MJ and marijuana, but she was one step ahead of Chris already, like, I already got my little gummy bears. Like, what? I was not expecting that. That was totally awesome.
Well, I'm glad that happened, because I mean, Chris was openly on TV being like, oh, I'm getting some medical marijuana for my mom. It's like, no, your mom needs that prescription. And I mean, I understand people share all around the world, but don't do it on TV. Don't tell the world, hey, I'm giving my mom medical marijuana.
Do you guys think that Chris, having bought all the supplies, Chris went home and smoked herself?
Oh, for yes, sure. Yes. And I think that was such a cop-out, because she was like, oh, I don't do all that. And then she's like, well, now that you mention it, I have a neck problem. And it's like, I thought you weren't into it. Like,
well, didn't News and Gossip, like, a couple weeks ago, wasn't Chris partying with, or that we saw that episode where she was out with, what was the game with
Bieber?
No, they were at a club like this.
No,
a while
the club
ago,
with the game. Yes,
and people were saying that they smelled smoke from that section. So clearly, it's not. I mean, that's typical in a lot of clubs, but you know, clearly Chris has been around it. But can I just say how awkward? Awkward it was to watch Chris talk to the doctor and to watch Chris in the smoke shop, which clearly anyone, I would think, again, this might be a California thing, you know, you're not going to get weed from a smoke shop. You know, the smoke shop is like, no, this is tobacco only, but we're selling everything that you need to smoke weed.
Yeah.
It was just so awkward. And like you said, it was kind of to inform other people about kind of how it goes, whatever is totally produced, but
I think so. It was totally produced, and it was a funny situation, but I think that's another example of this show showing a certain portion of their viewing demographic who may not know a lot about this. This is the process with medical marijuana start to finish. You go to a doctor. Chris's doctor is extravagant, a little bit different from an average doctor. You go to a smoke shop, you go to wherever, and this is the process. And they just use Chris to kind of go through that process.
Yeah, it's just awkward.
So it was a little bit awkward. Yeah. But, you know.
But MJ comes in with her gummy bears. I just, that was classic right there.
If the most classic scene, you laugh at the bug in the car and the two girls, you know, screaming and yelling about it. The funniest scene to me is Chris and MJ, whether or not, however high they are, it seemed like they were either playing it up or actually that high. It was hilarious.
They were drinking too.
I loved
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
At first, I was like, God, this is awkward, and it seems like they're playing, but then they started really laughing, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, something's going on here.
This is fun.
I loved it. And Bruce is the perfect guy to come in for that, because Bruce doesn't take no crap from nobody, or at least he thinks he doesn't take no crap. And his patience level, his tolerance level, is like a 0.2 on a scale of 1 to 10. So him coming into that situation is perfect. He's better than anyone else.
The whole situation felt really awkward, because he was like the parent that like was mad, and like, it was just awkward because, like, he was like, I want MJ can do whatever she wants to do, but you're not going to have it in my house. Like, I mean, I'm sure MJ was feeling a little awkward, like, okay, but I thought it was hilarious when she was like, he was like, well, you better not have it in the house. She was like, I don't have them. They're right here.
Let's talk Bruce, though, Jesse. You brought it up earlier, so I'll open it up to you guys. Because of the separation, because Bruce lives in Malibu and has been spent all of his time in Malibu anyways, is he right to say that? Yes, he has a right because Kendall and Kylie are his as much as they're Chris's. He has a right for that. But saying, get this out of my house, blah, 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 it's not really his house anymore.
It's not, because Chris doesn't go over to Malibu. I mean, well, she might, but we don't really see it that much. I mean, we've seen it in a few episodes, but he told her, hey, this is my space. This is my place. Don't come here and start messing with it. Well, that... the same should go for him. Just because he lived there, he doesn't live there anymore. And yes, he does have a say-so whether or not she does it in front of Kylie and Kendall, but he does not have a say of what she keeps in that house.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I will wonder, though, if Bruce is mad about that in that house, I would have liked to have seen how Kim feels about that with North in that house.
Remember she said, she was like, if it helps MJ, I'm okay.
Oh, I understand that, but actually physically doing it in the house. I understand the helping MJ, but if Chris bought all that smoke, all the smoke supplies, and actually went to smoke, how would Kim feel about that being around the baby? I have a feeling she wouldn't be that excited about that.
Well, I think the whole family would have more of a problem with them smoking just because the smell is very, very strong. But yeah. I don't think Chris knew about edibles until MJ brought it up. Like, I think she was thinking, oh, you got to smoke it, you know. Gullible, you know. So I think if she's going to do it, I think she might keep doing edibles, or I'm sure she does smoke when she's out.
I think it's great on a very, very broad perspective. This show obviously is not the first to talk about this, but it's great to see the progressive kind of attitude that our country is finally starting to take with marijuana. And Frankie, you're exactly right. It's not something to be abused, just like anything else is not. You shouldn't be eating 10 cheeseburgers a day. Nothing should be abused. But it's good to see more progressive stances being taken on marijuana from older people, too. Chris is older, more probably socially conservative than a lot of young people like us, just because of her station in life and everything. And MJ is certainly probably older and more socially conservative in a lot of ways. And to see them take a more relaxed view of it, I look at the broad picture and I say, this is really cool if we can do this in a healthy way and sort of become to accept something like this a little more, because 10 or 15 years ago, this would have been absolutely unthinkable.
Right. But I mean, look at Colorado. Like, I lived in Colorado for a year, 9 months, and I know you as well. Like, I mean, it's a big thing there now, and look how much money they're raising.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Schools are, like, just so many good things are coming out of it. I don't know. That's all I have to say about it. I think the whole world should just legalize it.
Legalize it. Jesse's hashtag is legalize it,
legalize
man.
Legalize it, man. Watch, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, that Jesse girl's a pothead.
All right. Well, hey.
No, I've read stories. I know people who, you know, have problems eating, have, like, migraines.
That's why I don't smoke, because I have no problem.
Like, well, I mean, even people with cancer, like, I mean, the pain and stuff from the chemo, like, cannabis oil has done, like, miracles for people with cancer.
Yeah. No, I believe it. I think the more you see personal stories like this, maybe the cooler, and the faster it becomes accepted.
The cooler.
Well, I mean, look how easy she was moving. She was dancing. She was having a good time. Like, you could
That's
tell.
Science right there.
You could but no, like, you could tell a difference, like, you know, in the pain she was in. Because you can tell when someone's in pain. They're ill. They, you know, they're just ill. So as soon as she ate that and it kicked in, she was like, you know, happy, a normal person.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, she's old. She should be able to live her last few, whatever, as well.
I think she's got a little bit of time to go.
Well, I mean, like, her last year, she should be able to live, like, without pain.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And MJ's obviously been through a lot, and they said she's been through a lot. The last point I'll make on MJ, and this was actually kind of sad. At the end of the marijuana thing, she's dancing, she's happy, and Chris says something like, you feeling better? And MJ goes, yeah, I am, .. for an hour or two. And I'm like, oh, that's still so sad, though. And it's not marijuana's problem. This is just the idea of pain in her life. You're constantly in pain like that, and you can get, like, a respite of an hour here and there. I just feel bad for her because she's awesome. She's my favorite, besides Bruce.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought Bruce
besides
was your favorite.
Besides Bruce. She's my favorite woman on the show. MJ's definitely my favorite woman. I want more of her.
Whoa.
I'm glad Chris's and MJ's relationship is kind of like, it's showing that it's closer. Because, like, in the past, it just seemed like mm-hmm. Chris never really had time for MJ. And, yeah. like, and now you can really tell that Chris is, like, really making an effort.
How about MJ talking about being married three times? I was married for 60 days to my high school sweetheart. I beat Kim.
Hey, but another classic moment of this episode.
This is when they become likable, because they live such ridiculous lives. But when you're able to make fun of yourselves, when MJ admits that it's ridiculous how short Kim was married to Chris Humphries, that's when you become likable. Make fun of yourself.
I will say this, though. That is not really comparable, because being married to your high school sweetheart, you dated your high school sweetheart sure. for high school. Kim and Chris were together for how long? And yeah. then, yeah. I don't
yeah,
know
it
how
is
long
different.
They were together.
I'm with you. All right, let's move on. I think we're done more or less with the show right now. We have a lot of news to get to, which is good stuff. So let's move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, okay. Jesse, I believe we're starting with you. What you got?
Okay, so we all know from last week's episode, or the one before, Kim's doing the selfie book for Kanye, where it was a book that had 1,200 selfies in it. But now she
That's
has
all?
A... Yeah, I know, right? And that was for Kanye. Now she has a selfie book called Selfish, and it's featuring 352 photos of Kim, and they were all taken by Kim. Which I wonder, were they all really taken by Kim? Because her assistant took quite a few.
Yeah, we saw a lot of selfies that were not selfies, actually. That's a good point.
But this book is scheduled to debut April 7th, 2015.
I'm totally not going to lie to you guys.
You're going
to
get it.
I'm so going to somehow obtain this book.
I can tell you how you can obtain it. You go to a store. It's called a bookstore. You pay them money, and they give you the book.
Maybe she'll do a signing here, and then you can go.
Dude, I would totally get a book and have her sign it.
Would you spend the night out front?
No.
Like,
if you're gonna do a signing with a Kardashian, do something ridiculous. Get the selfie book. I think that's a great idea.
We all know I'm kind of a little obsessed with Kim, so.
I love how it's called Selfish, because it just reminds
no
me.
No pun intended.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally None. Legit.
I can just hear her saying selfish, because you remember, like, in the old Kardashian intro, she'd be like, jealous.
Oh my god, I forgot about the old yeah. Kardashian intro.
Okay. Alright, what else you got?
Today is Kylie's birthday. Happy birthday, Kylie.
Or, well, it's 12:03 a.m.
Well, it was.
So, Sunday, August 10th was Kylie's birthday.
She's 17. We're a day apart, girlfriend.
1 year closer.
She's also, Jessie's also
Frankie.
17.
I
turned 18.
Oh god, Bobby.
I'm just saying, she's 364 days away. That's all I'm saying. Just throwing it out there.
Well, speaking of being 18 and dating older men, Chris set
up... Good transition.
Yeah, right. Chris set up Kendall and Chandler Parsons, who is an NBA Dallas Mavericks player, and now they're dating. But Bruce doesn't really like the whole athletes dating his daughters, but I can go ahead and tell you he's not going to have a say in that.
Let me tell you why. Because Bruce was an athlete. He understands what it means when athletes date girls. Bruce has been there. That's why he doesn't like it.
All the Kardashians understand what profession. It's like to date an athlete.
I think any profession's like that. Because my dad's a musician, and he's always like, don't date musicians.
Because he knows.
So, like, Bruce is like, don't date athletes. Like, I don't know.
Anyone in any kind of entertainment, you're just around a lot of people, and there's always going to... I mean, regular people, too, but especially people...
You're not
in the entertainment
athletes,
world.
Yeah, musicians. These are not normal people. It's awesome jobs. I would love to have one, but you're not normal people. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, anyways,
what
I
else
have,
you got?
I've got two more. Okay, I'll save this one for last. Okay, I'm going to go back to kind of the selfie thing. Chloe was asked, "What's your ideal Instagram post?" And which I'm going to ask y'all after this, but I'm going to tell you what Chloe said. She said, everyone would want a selfie with Jesus, right? How wild would that be?
Well, right? Kanye, that's pretty...
Well, no, like,
wait,
like
did
Jesus.
Did you just compare Kanye
like,
and Jesus? Because no. Kanye would do the same thing.
Because Kanye and his, you know, whole Jesus thing, yeah. like, there, that's easy for Chloe to just take a picture with Kanye.
So what's our ideal Instagram post?
Yeah.
I can tell you guys what mine is, 100%, no doubt.
What?
It's Frankie, Jesse, Sterling, and me at In-N-Out. Eating burgers together on a post. Am I right?
With the Animal Kardashians.
Style. No, just with Scott Disick.
Wearing his robe.
When he's drunk. That's yeah. my ideal Instagram post.
His Versace robe.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to go to L.A. Booty with Scott. Or Booty L.A. What's that thing called? Booty L.A.
What?
you know, the dance club. And then he can wear his robe, and then they have Motown. And
oh, Lord. All right, what's your last piece of news?
Okay, so Kendall and Stephen Baldwin's daughter, Haley, were out eating or whatever, and the staff would not serve them alcohol because they were underage. So they got up and left, and their bill was like $60, and they didn't tip. So the server, which I thought it was funny, they like threw the server, like they were like, it's Blaine Morris, and it put that they were, she's an actor for Betty, for MTV Skins. Do you know what that is? MTV Skins?
A show, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she's an actor on that show, and she was waiting on them. And so she ran out there to try to get the money, and she said that Kendall laughed at her and threw some 20s in her face and walked off. Well, then she tweeted, that horrible moment, you chase a Kardashian down the street because she forgot to pay her bill and be thrown money in your face. First off, she's not a Kardashian. She is a Jenner.
Well, but she is a Kardashian. Yeah. It's the same bloodline.
No. You would be mad if someone was calling you a Kardashian and you were totally a Jenner. I'd be like, that's not my name.
No, it's not her name, but it's the same bloodline. It's the same concept. Family it's the, thing. It's the concept, yeah.
Okay, well, regardless of... Sorry. Anyways, Baldwin's rep commented that they were polite and they just paid their bill and everything worked out, but Kendall's rep never commented back. So basically, it's like two different stories.
Why does Stephen Baldwin's daughter have a rep?
I don't know.
She's a Baldwin.
Yeah, but still, is she an actress?
I have no idea, but I'm sure she's doing something. I mean, if your parents, majority of the time, if your parents are in the business, you're in the business too. But you know what? It's really funny, working in restaurants. Well, one, that an actress is serving them. Totally how it goes down in L.A.
Times are tough out here.
Yeah. But
I know. I'm a server.
Celebrities always think that they don't have to, you know, obey laws. Like, I've, you know, had people in private events and they're like, make sure there's no alcohol even in the room because they don't want to risk. Because it's a huge liability if underage people get caught drinking. But I always hear, like, for example, Bieber's always in the clubs and, you know, stuff like that. It's crazy that they try to get away with it. And a lot of times they can.
To be young, rich, and famous, huh?
Yeah. Kind of jealous.
All right, we've got two good ones. Let's start with Bruce Jenner, you guys. Us Weekly, E! Online, plenty of other places have this, but I want to show you Bruce's new haircut. What do you guys think about that?
That's what I'm going to take to my hairstylist.
I'm going
to
tell you guys what this is.
It was a windy, humid day.
I think it was, but even so, I'm going to tell you guys what this is. This is Donald Trump on the front. This is Kenny Powers on the back. This is redneck on the back. This is Donald Trump meets mullet.
That is a mullet.
To do a little Fashion Police-esque thing here, do we love it or hate it?
Hate it,
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's wrong on so many different levels.
And Bruce, I'm so sorry if you ever were to happen to listen to this. It looks, you know, when you're young and you cut your hairs off your Barbies.
That's one of those pictures that Chris is like, oh God, and I married him.
Oh my God, Frankie, that was funny. Let's move on to our second piece of news. All I've written in my notes on that one is why Bruce, why? The second one is this, Kendall. Kendall as fashion's new it girl. She has landed the cover of the September issue of Teen Vogue. There's actually two covers. We've got one of them. There's a second one, a different pose. You can collect both of them. First off, legit fashion career for her. We've talked about it before, but is she really the new it girl, and is she going to have a huge career in fashion modeling?
Oh, definitely, but she needs to chill out throwing money in waitresses' faces if she wants, I don't know. I guess that would just give her publicity.
Tyra Banks, man, maybe you do it more.
Well, you know, didn't we talk about last week how she might not do the show because she needs to cool it down for fashion and all that kind of stuff? I don't know. I think she's definitely got a career.
Yeah, for sure. She's definitely got a career. I mean, she's stunning. When she's, you know, in all of those designer pieces, she just looks absolutely amazing. And, you know, she definitely has a huge help being that she is part of the Jenner / Kardashian clan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, she's on Teen Vogue.
Well, hey, she's a teenager. On this particular cover of Teen Vogue, her hat is brought to you by Pharrell. All right, let's go to predictions.
She was doing an MJ, like, lean. And Michael Jackson.
I got you.
Got it, okay.
Yeah.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
After Buzz.
As we always say, it is difficult to do predictions on a show like this because they filmed months ago. We know what's going on with the news. But let's do a little bit of prediction stuff. What do you guys think? Anything popping out?
I'm still going to say it. I think all three are going to be pregnant.
At the same time. Literally popping out.
At the same time. I think we'll hear more news and gossip about Chris going to the smoke shops and stuff, getting...
You think Chris is going to become... dispensaries. Chris is going to become a bit of a regular there? Is that what you think?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if that happened.
I feel like we would have heard stuff about that already.
What about you, Frankie? Any good predictions?
I'm not really predictions, but I'm excited to finally see French Montana.
Me too.
And Chloe.
Next week will be good if that all goes down next week with Lamar and French Montana and whatever else is going down. That will be good. I have one prediction. It's not a show prediction. It's a real-time prediction. How about Kendall, fashion's new It Girl, teaming up with self-described fashion designer Kanye West? Why would the two of them not work together on something significant in the future?
Because you don't mix family and business.
The Kardashians have been, whole thing is mixing family and business.
Well, I know because they have like stuff together, but Kanye, yeah, he's family by marriage, but he's not, I don't want to say he's not family. I mean, blood is thicker than water. You get what I'm saying?
I 100% do, but I think Kanye and Kendall could completely.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
I mean, maybe I can see it, but I feel like Kanye's not the type that wants to get involved with family.
Maybe. Now, in the past, he has supported Kendall on modeling stuff. And by supported, I mean showing up to shows and doing stuff like that. And I believe he offered to help Kendall and Kylie with their fashion line. So he's offered in the past. I just could definitely see a Kanye-Kendall, you know, teaming up or whatever.
I
maybe
mean,
with
for
the
sure,
rest of
if
thing.
He ever does, you know... a legit woman's line, I guarantee you he's going to use at least one of the girls.
And if Kendall is, it does actually become fashion's It Girl and her career keeps growing, that would be a help to Kanye if he wants to do more fashion to get in with one of the hotter models right now. So I could see it happening.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a good prediction.
Go for it.
I think Courtney, like after her kids are, you know, all born-ded. I think after they're born, birth, after they come out, after they're, you know, I feel like she might do a little side work for interior design. I think that the show kind of like was hinting like, hey, she's really good at this. What would you think if she started doing stuff like this?
Kinda. I think that'd be a perfect idea. And certainly they have the business mind to set up things like that if she hasn't already.
Right. Yeah. That'd be cool. Like, who designed your, you know, room? Oh, Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah. That would be an interesting side note. Maybe it's a separate dash business or whatever. All right, guys, that's it this week on the show. Social media links, where can we find you guys?
Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as well at Miss Jessie Owen.
Sterling is out tonight, obviously. She's on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates, so go follow her. And I'm at Bobby DeMiro on Twitter, at Mr. Bobby DeMiro on Instagram. That's it this week on The Kardashians, guys. Thank you very much for watching. We will see you, all four of us, with Sterling a week from tonight.
Yay.
For more Kardashians. Good night.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.